Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
On the heels of Paul Skeen saying, I'm staying here because we're going to turn it around. I'm not begging my agent to orchestrate a trade to the Yankees. This reminds me of Air Force. Doesn't remind me of LSU, Chris. It reminds me of Air Force, where no one gave us a chance and we ended up winning the Mountain West Championship. And then after I did that, I ended up leaving for greener pastures.
Now then I felt like the work was done.
But we're not there yet. I have unfinished business in Pittsburgh. And he believes it can happen. You also heard Ken Rosenthal there. If Jeff Passan is Adam Schefter in football terms, to put it in a way people understand, Ken Rosenthal is, I know this guy's no longer with us, but he's like Chris Mortensen.
Yep.
He's the MLB insider who's been doing it probably the longest.
The OG.
And he's saying kind of the same thing. They want to be aggressive. The Pirates are telling agents they want to spend a little bit. So now we've got two people who are more plugged in than anybody else in the industry saying, yes, this Pirates offseason will be different. And I've got some things I want to say in terms of maybe filling in some blanks. I cast a very wide net when it came to people that are connected to the Pirates in terms of how they felt about this Passan story.
Okay.
But just in general, I want to take the temperature of you two guys and our listeners at 412-928-9370. Are you getting excited about the offseason now?
Not really, no. I think there's been like a tension created actually by this in a way, or like an expectant tension. Like when you, this is going to be a bad analogy because obviously the Pirates are not this team, but in a very narrow sense, you know how when Alabama was at their peak under Saban, it was just like, well, you better win the national title. Like, or else what the hell are you doing here? I feel a little bit like that now that this is out there from Passan, who is a hostile reporter to them, I would say normally. I think he finds the way they typically do business to be distasteful and like unbecoming of how a team should act. Now that it's out there from a normal enemy of yours that you're trying to do this, now it's all like the Judge Smales bit from Caddyshack. Well, we're waiting. And if you don't do anything, it'll absolutely feel like a worse letdown because somebody who would never just, I think, drink your company punch and put it out there to the masses to make you look better is saying you really are trying to do this. If you really are trying to do this for like the first time in forever to realize what you have around you and what you have on your roster, the Cy Young winner who's probably only going to get better, and you're trying to augment it and you fail, then it's going to be like a failure of will, and it's going to be just as bad. I think there's been an odd little bit of tension actually created by this.
Donnie, how about you? You're allowing yourself to get even a little bit excited. Don't have to be over the moon. Don't have to be doing naked cartwheels. Don't have to be running around your neighborhood.
Starkey?
Yeah, after drinking olive oil, riding a bike naked, or any of that stuff. Are you getting a little bit more excited now?
No.
No.
And I do think that what Chris said is true. Like now, if they go out there and they have their typical offseason, it's going to piss even more people off than it did before.
Well, I guess what I'm asking you is, though, are you still predicting them to have the same old Pirates offseason?
Yes.
You are. So then this is really going to blow up in their face then.
I do think it is. I think this is the problem. I think they actually...
We got some cynics in this room, and I really can't blame you guys.
I was just going to say...
I think it is going to be an offseason that's a lot like Pirates trade deadlines of the past, where it's going to be a whole lot of, well, we tried for this guy. You guys got to give us
don't
the
even
a for
go
effort.
Back to the Pirates trade deadline. You're saying this is an Omar Khan Steelers
yeah,
trade
or
deadline
it could be
free
like
agency?
That. Like, hey, okay. Guys, we tried. You got to give us
I do think
so they spend no money, but they were the runner up and they were close on
that's
every
not going to be good enough, man. Like if
always the bride,
no, it's going to make people super pissed off.
I really do think
they're not going to get points for that with people.
Here's another analogy. I said before this past season, or even like earlier than that in Skeens' career, I said having him is actually going to be more curse than blessing, because if they lose with him being this good, it's going to enrage people that they have such a great all-time talent.
And if they lose with him without going out and spending money and getting better players, it's going to make it even worse.
But I'll make the analogy again to who reported it, which I think matters here. If it's somebody that normally doesn't like you saying, no, you're trying,
yep,
and that makes people like me who usually would brush off or slough off these reports as self-serving say, no, there's something to this. If you fail after even your biggest critics say you are trying, I think it makes you look even worse.
All right. I am going to give you kind of the consensus response I've gotten from people connected to the Pirates about this story, their reaction to it. And then you could take that with a grain of salt, obviously. But if their prediction on what is going to happen is accurate, I want you to tell me if you would start to get excited, okay?
All right.
So no one I talk to believes that any of the stuff in this story is going to happen. No one thinks Schwarber's coming here. No one thinks any of the Japanese import sluggers are coming here. No one thinks Connor Griffin is going to start with the Pirates on opening day. One additional thing I would add to that is, and I think this is important, I don't think the Schwarber thing comes from the Pirates at all. I don't think that no one told me this like in these direct words or like exact words. I don't think that part of it they're thrilled with because of what you said, Chris. That kind of planted a seed.
They're really in on this guy. That would be a huge...
That they're going after Moby Dick here. Yeah. Okay?
That would be a humongous boon to the franchise as far as excitement, production, and everything else.
He would need to have his market completely dry up and be available for an amount of money that would shock and surprise all of us for him to come here. And they know that that's not going to happen. And I think people around the team know that, like, these, I guess I would put it this way, these shoot for the moon things are just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get a lot of shoot for the moon, land in the stars.
Oh.
And
Beanie Siegel wrote a rap about that one.
And a couple different ways this was described to me. Best offseason ever under Bob Nutting. Lots of moves. Names you'll actually recognize, and this is the kicker, definitely a long-term deal. Not Michael A. Taylor for 1 year, not Yasmani Grandal for 1 year, not Carlos Santana for 1 year, even better than Aroldis Chapman for 1 year. Like, my own read on this is a middle kind of third bowl of porridge. Not what Passan said. Not last year's offseason, something in the middle. And I wonder how Pirates fans would react if we got something in the middle. It's better than anything we've seen before. Heck, it might even be better than what they did going into the 14 offseason and the 15 offseason and the 16 offseason after they won 98 games. Better than all of those things, but obviously not what this article...
Have the people that have told you this stuff intimated that it'll happen mostly via trade or via actual free agent signings?
I think both.
Well, here's the risk. Hold on. Now, here's the reason I ask that question. If it happens via trade, I think there is absolutely a worry and a belief that they'll make like a true baseball trade where both sides are supposed to benefit.
Yeah.
And they will get the extremely short end of the stick.
Well, I think money's going to go out the door, too. I think Mitch Keller is going to get traded. And he might even get traded for pennies on the dollar. But I think they're going to do things that they perceive will be outside of their usual comfort zone, but not spending $35 million a year on a guy. But might they sign somebody to, I'll just throw something out there. Might they sign somebody to like a 2 year, $40 million deal or 2 year, $50 million deal? Maybe.
So something like the Naylor deal, just shorter term.
Yeah.
For average annual value.
And maybe still, $15, $20, $25 million a year. Something along those lines. And that's obviously way, way better than what we're accustomed to seeing in the first 2 years of the Paul Skeens experiment. But it's not this.
I think if they did that, the middle bowl of porridge, you don't get a moonshot, but you saw this idea, and man, it's like very broadly stated. Signing and or trading for recognizable names, adding payroll, paying somebody, let's say, $20 to $25 million annually.
And not just old fogies with the
no,
other thing
like,
I heard.
Somebody who's actually like good. People who would, what I'm sensing from the people you've talked to is they think it'll move the needle.
Yes.
I do think Pirates fans, I'm going to go to one of my favorites here, Pony. You're handed a pretty plain, maybe a little decent ham sandwich after you haven't eaten for weeks. You're in the desert. It's going to taste pretty good to fans at that point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
It would be doing that. Give a starving man a ham sandwich, they're going to eat it like it's a 7-course meal at a Michelin star restaurant.
Yeah. And my response to that would be, that's an improvement on things.
Yeah.
But I would not...
I wouldn't congratulate them for it because... They have Skeens for a limited amount of time here, and
yes,
I think this is the time to push your chips really hard into the middle.
But I feel like two things can be true there. Like, do they deserve to get all kinds of praise lumped on them for doing what every team should do in that situation? No, they probably don't. Would I get excited for it because, A, I think it gives them a chance and makes the team better, and B, I've just been so used to getting kicked in the balls that something like that would be such a breath of fresh air? Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I would.
I would be happy that something happened. I feel like I would just wonder about it being in half measures. And if more of it happened via trade, I would be very apprehensive that they were going to get the wrong end of these trades.
Donnie,
how about you? Part of it is very real.
You're the host of Bucko Talk. You used to be a...
You're
last
Donnie
half full Pirates
Donnie,
fan.
Donnie, take off that football sweatshirt and put on your hat that
but
says, my name is Don
like
Chedrick.
You sound like a very beaten down man here with them. You really
How
do.
How can you not be?
I know.
Mean, there's some psychic...
For a long time, you fought those people.
Think of all the psychic scarring that's gone on hosting Bucko Talk, hearing from Greg in Youngstown every week.
You used to argue with the cynics and stuff when you were in high school and college. You used to push back on the skeptics. Now you've become one. You've become Ron Cook.
Yeah, it's like that.
Let's pump the brakes here, Pony. I've seen Donnie pay for a drink.
Yes, and I don't complain about trips I go on.
Anyway.
Yeah?
If they got, like, the middle bowl, what you're saying, yeah, I mean, I think that's at least, like, something. Like, that is at least a little bit of an effort. And I fear that with the story that's out there, they are... already putting expectations high when people had them very low. So maybe that is part of the strategy of, well, they're not going to end up getting Kyle Schwarber or anybody of that tier, a guy that can clobber 50 home runs a season. But, hey, maybe they can actually pull in somebody that hits 25 to 30.
I don't think oversell and underdeliver is a very good
It's not a good
strategy.
Business strategy. Not even a little bit.
Well, especially when you have... worn on your fans for how long?
They'd be better off having pass and say nothing's going to happen, and then they surprise us with these B-level free agents.
You've given your fans three good seasons out of the last three-plus decades.
But I had somebody describe it to me as they expect this to be the best offseason ever under Bob Nutting. And it's just a flurry of moves with guys we know.
They're going to add people you know that you recognize and that you understand are actually good baseball players.
And this whole discussion about ever since, you know, Ivan Nova, they haven't signed anybody to a long-term deal. That's going to end in the next couple of months. They're going to do it.
There is a part of me that says this all feels like a slightly more gussied up version of Bob Nutting saying, we have an urgent need to win, and Ben Cherington saying, urgency, 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 and then... It's the old...
Well, that's the other part of it. You need a GM that can pull it off, too.
Well, yes.
Is he
going
to feel comfortable spending a little bit more than he's used to? Because he always seems to want to get the best trade and get the best deal.
Also, is Bob's going to deputize a guy that he just watched take whatever his budget was for last year for the most part and just spend it on analysts and nerds and not actual players and try to win in the margins? And he's going to say, you know what? You failed miserably. The team was worse. We're going to have our biggest offseason yet. And you are a big reason why.
I'm just going to throw out a pretty generic question and hope that you guys care. Are Pirates fans getting excited about this offseason now? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Do you think good things are going to happen? We're also going to give away in the next segment a $25 gift card to Rival in Fox Chapel, Waterworks, and Collier Town Square. We were just at Collier Town Square last night for our Fan versus the Fans contest. The fans whipped our ass. They were great.
We went down in flames.
We got absolutely murdered. We collapsed in the end.
The gales of November came for us in the second half of that game. We took water.
Here's your chance to call in now. And the way it works is pretty simple. Instead of us asking you trivia questions like Austin was doing last night, you ask one to us. You pick who you want to ask it to. Me, Malzi, Donnie. And if you stump us and get it right and we get it wrong, you will win a $25 gift card to Rival. So 412-928-9370 to play that game, too. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text on Personage Law Firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. One more housekeeping thing. YouTube. We're live there right now. We have an eclectic group, cult-like following there that you can be a part of and comment on the show while you're watching. We're also now on X full-time. So if you're scrolling through Twitter and you want to watch the show and listen to the show, and you can't get to a regular radio, you can do it there. And the cool thing I discovered with that is, if you want to scroll and look at other things on Twitter,
it stays there pinned.
Yes. Yes, it does. Yeah. So if you can go to our pages at the top of it, Donnie, pin that.
Yeah.
But I clicked on the live.
Like the thing that says is hosting?
Yeah. So I clicked on that, and it didn't just give me a full screen.
Gives you the little window in the corner.
It moved it down to the bottom, and I could still...
That's right.
Navigate Twitter and get my...
It's like picture in picture.
And stuff.
I also think people should just blast it on their work speakers. Expose them all to the PM team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.